Leafs get it out in center to the line. Here's Plekanec. Scores! We're going to Boston, baby!
Welcome back to the Leafs Cast, where the boys are back, and we're here to recap the Toronto Maple Leafs 5-1 loss in Game 1 of the series. Boston Bruins. Stephen Douglas joined by Ryan and Tim Allison here to...
Gotta say, you say we're barely back. You say we're back. I'm barely back for this pod. It's nights like this that I just think to myself, why the heck do we start this thing? Why do we do this?
Well, we can get into that later.
Man. Is it tonight that we're back? It's like you get so excited, and even though you try and be like temper the excitement, knowing that like. Had some rough playoff goes in the past, and someone on this podcast predicted a game one loss, and so we should have had low expectations.
Well, I personally blame you for this, Tim. Like, and why still the heck are you predicting a loss? Are you walking us to the slaughter like this? We need...
Well, look, I told Keith what you had to do with the lines to get there, and he ignored me. I mean, biggest thing that none of us were counting on was William Nylander. What are we gonna say? What's the story? Lacerated his spleen, fell down the stairs, fell off the bed. What? He's just gone. The guy's healthy for two years.
No, it was his first game missed since 2018. They said, right? Okay. So they're calling it injury, undisclosed injury.
Ridiculous.
I don't know. And then Ryan, you said that Keith had a quote where he felt like William Nylander wasn't putting his effort in.
Looked disinterested in the remainder of the regular season is what Keith said. I don't know how much I have to say about Nylander, because at this point we still don't know what he was out with. You have to think if he was able to play, he would have played. Like, it must be something bad enough to take him out of the playoffs for whatever reason. Hopefully he wasn't playing through something. They say he wasn't, but hopefully he wasn't playing through something in the regular season and it's just some fluke thing. But the one thing that I do know for sure is that we were missing him tonight. Like, our offense was one of the worst performances I've seen from the Leafs in the playoffs, which is, you know, not saying, well, actually that is saying a lot because we've had some doozies, but all game we just had nothing going. We just couldn't generate anything.
Yeah, I wouldn't go as far as to say it was like one of the worst performances we've had.
Well, we haven't had many
up there, Tim. Like, we looked disjointed. We couldn't get the puck out, like, from our own end to the neutral zone. We couldn't get from the neutral zone to their end. Our power play was beyond useless. Like, that is just, we are never scoring a goal with that power play.
The way I saw a quote that, like, I think summed it up the best was, like, the Bruins did on certain elements a lot better than us, and all the small things a bit better than us, but we just like lost on every facet of the game.
I like Tim's like, I saw quotes, Tim, the game ended like 7 minutes ago. You've already done all
the game for the past half the game, just scrolling through the quotes waiting for it to be over.
Oh my gosh. I was dialed in to the end. I still believe it's too early in the series for me to have given up on the team, but I'll agree with both of you guys a bit. Okay, I don't know how many games we had this season where we only scored one goal, like that's pretty ugly. I think one or two of them came against Boston though, but top to bottom,
it's all we ever get against Swayman. It's all we ever. Swayman lets in one goal.
Yeah. That's one of our worst offensive performances. Just to see where we were in the regular season to, you know, you've also been goal man, you know, supposedly an MVP favorite, or I don't know, an MVP contender, and just nothing, right? I mean, at least for the first two periods of that game, essentially nothing generated from himself. And I found myself so frustrated, like with him specifically, and I feel like that hasn't really been a subject on this pod all season, but just like you see even the chances that he did have where it's him, and it's the guy, right, whoever on the Bruins, and he doesn't seem to have the confidence to make the move to try to go around him and create something, where that's Auston Matthews all season. And it's like, look at the name on the back of your sweater and the name of the back of whoever the jabroni is on Boston, and go around him and let's pot one here. And there was none of that. The chances that he had tonight were created from Bertuzzi or Domi or Marner setting him up. And you mentioned Swayman, right? Who he let in one goal tonight. And the Leafs had a couple of periods of the game I thought were like we had some good sustained offensive pressure, looked like something was going to happen. But off of those, sure we did, Rye. I mean, like the first like 5 minutes of the game, there was
far between, and it was a lot of like sustained pressure around the outside. Like the first period, we had nothing. We had no good scoring chances in the whole first period.
That's what I'm getting at.
That I hope is after Camp scored his goal. Like the Leafs always do, they look horrible until we get one goal. Then they're like, oh yeah, we're a good team, and they looked great for like 3 minutes. And we didn't score, and then it just went back to being nothing burger.
I think it just comes to capitalizing the opportunities. Like, here, I know, Ryan, you say, like, the offense is where we lost.
No, that was one reason we lost the game. There were several reasons we lost this game.
I don't know about several.
There were several reasons.
There were several reasons.
Several, absolutely. Hey, Mr. Douglas over there, Mr. like, oh, if we push them around, that's all I want to see. Am I going to enjoy the game? You happy? We got, like, what, a few big hits and opened ourselves up and let in all the goals. You out-muscled them. Are you happy?
It was a parade to the
Tim's
penalty
after
box
me.
For the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Well,
it
and they
brutal.
Were they were dumb penalties, right? Yes, so you have Benoit with just a lazy man's high stick early in the game.
Matthews
with a lazy man's high stick middle of the game.
This is what the Leafs always do in game one, though. Like, not always, but they've done it for the past 3 years in a row where in game one, they're like, we got to send a message. Remember, I forget if it was last year against Tampa or 2 years, Sheldon Keefe was like, it's going to be a war out there. It's going to be a war. And then Toronto came out, guns a-blazing, and we're going to hit them. And then they just got blown out. And that happened again. Like, what is Domi doing? He has crossed the line in this game. I hated every second he was trying to get under Brad Marchand. Brad Marchand doesn't care. He's been doing this for 17 years straight where everyone hates him. Everyone tries to get under their skin. He's just going to draw penalties. He's going to be a rat. Like, don't bother. Just go win the game.
Well, I think getting under his skin, like, so I think though Brad Marchand is an idiot and he eventually does something stupid that gets him in trouble, right? He's had suspensions. He takes penalties
not
as well.
Not in the playoffs. No, not in the playoffs. He doesn't. Boston and Tampa Bay are the two kings. Of course, that's who we face every year at walking the line in the playoffs and getting away with murder. We've took some stupid penalties this game, tons of stick infractions, but like I saw at least,
I don't want that to go away, though.
What?
I don't want the. I'm fine with the stupid penalties going away. I don't want the Leafs to appear disengaged. I liked seeing that tonight.
Well,
I think that's an important. I think that's an important trait of a team that wants to go far in this series and not be pushed around by Boston all series. Poor. But if you don't take the bad penalties, it's less of a big deal.
I just know
that
we played into Boston's hands. They knew it. They got it. We took so many stupid penalties. Like, I don't know. You just go to the box and then they score power play goals. We know we have the worst penalty kill of all the playoff teams. We have the worst one. I think maybe Nashville's were, I don't know, either the worst or second worst. We cannot be playing a kind of game that's going to lead to us taking a lot of penalties. If that's the kind of game Brad Treliving wants us to go to, which is seems like that's what he's doing with all the additions he's made, then he made the fatal flaw of not addressing our penalty kill. Because you can't have one without the other. Boston does that, and then they have a great penalty kill, and it's whatever. But we do it, and we lose the game. It was 2-0 when we started taking these horrible penalties. All of a sudden, it was 4-0 real soon after that.
I mean, brought in Edmondson, but, like, he's fine.
Didn't do anything.
No. Nope.
Right?
Nothing.
And he didn't even really play that well defensively. Like, if there was a pair, I'd say, that was poor out of the group, it was probably that one, if there's one that I could see changed. But,
well, it was even like you saw it on our first goal. Ryan Reeves decides, you know what? Instead of covering the guy and not making this a 2-on-1, I want to finish my check. Guess what? It's a 2-on-1 going the other way around, yeah. And it's in the back of the net. And that's just like, that's what you get when we have Kyle Clifford in our first game, and he's like, I got to send a message, and Ryan Reeves being like, this is why Toronto brought me in. No, we That's not why we brought you in, to make stupid plays and let them score goals against us. So we never came back from that. So I don't know what we do next game. Like, there has to be lineup changes. This game was so bad that there has to be lineup changes.
Well, so let's say... Okay, well, we can start in the back end then if you're talking about lineup changes. Do you foresee a lineup change on defense?
Well, let's start right in at the right back end. Do we see a lineup change in goal? We haven't talked about Samsonov. Those goals weren't like Jonathan Bernier-level goals against, but certainly savable goals in critical moments where we needed saves. Got no saves.
Next one's a two-on-one. Do you blame Samsonov there?
No, that's fine.
Okay. So the second one was Brandon Carlo. He's screened by
barely screened, not tipped, savable.
The second, third, and fourth goal were not great. They were the kind of the second, third, and fourth goals were the kind of saves that Jeremy Swayman was making.
That first DeBrusque goal where it's power play. He's naked in front of the net. I mean, I'm gonna assume Jake DeBrusque gonna find a way to get that in unless. Samsonov can get his glove on there. So I don't fault him for that one.
I just know that we've seen it from Samsonov long enough. You can tell just by watching him play whether he's dialed in or not. And when he's not, he is swimming all over the place, frantically flailing around and way out of position. And that was him all night tonight. And he made some nice saves. He made some good saves tonight. But there were times in the game where you just need your goaltender to come up big, make some big saves, gives your team a chance to get back into it, and he didn't make it. And then before you know it, it was 4-0, and the game was over.
He looked frustrated and ready for the game to be done. When that goal went in, I think it was that DeBrusque goal, he seemed frustrated. His penalty
kill. That one
kills,
was brutal, though.
Hanging him out to dry.
DeBrusque had all the real estate in the world in the front of the net there. Where was it?
And you know how he takes a second to kind of get up and you're wondering did he get a little banged up on that one goal? I'm literally wondering is he banged up or is he just trying to get out of this game? He's I don't want to do this. He doesn't have that dog in him. I don't know. Okay. But Tim, you phrase it
I think everyone,
you phrase it are we going to make a change? Do you actually foresee that?
I'm seriously considering it. At the end of the game, how many games do we lose going into the end of the season? Samsonov hasn't had an even average performance in a while. Sure, he was super hot for a while. I'm concerned.
Poor thing is, Tim, is that the alternative has also not had a good game in a while. I wouldn't,
especially,
I would not be making a goaltending change because I don't have much faith that Wall's going to do any better. So,
especially against Boston, too, right? I don't know if you factor that part into it, but so Tim, if you're the coach, Coach Tim. Timothy, you'd be a Timothy if you were the coach. No, you'd be Tim. Anyway, would you make
Mr. Allison
the goaltender? That's my father. That's your father. Would you make the change? Next game?
I might make the change, just kick these guys into gear. The problem is if you lose next game 5-1, 5-0, I don't care. What, you're going to bring Joseph Wall in Toronto and then you're down two goals and get absolutely annihilated two games in a row? It's
Here's the thing, Tim. It's not like we lost tonight because of Ilya Samsonov. We lost partially because Ilya Samsonov was not as good as Swayman. But we absolutely left the guy out to dry out there. Defensively, we were brutal. On the penalty kill, we were brutal. We had no goal support or offensive support. We saw it happen all last year against Florida, where we just have the hardest time getting the puck out of our end. Can't do it. Our defense just we're thinking too slowly. We hold on to it until they enclose onto us, and then we just kind of throw it up the side of the boards, and what do you know, it was a Boston player that was there. We struggled in every aspect of the game. So to say that let's make the change in goal, that's not even the chief problem to me. And I think that at best you're getting a lateral transition. I just stay with Sammy, let him, give him a chance to shake it off and see if there's a reason why he was our game one starter over Wall. And I'd more be looking at, let's get maybe Brody back in there instead of Lyubushkin. I don't know, take out Reeves and put in Gregor, I guess, if Bobby McMahon is still not ready to go. He was also out tonight. It's not great. I hate it that Nylander and McMahon were gone because we could have really used some offensive abilities in this game.
I mean,
I think go ahead, Tim.
I'm going to say Nick Robertson, 10 minutes of ice time, not great when you need a goal.
I think I agree with you, Rye, that I would ride out Sammy for one more game. I think just like assuming that at minimum William Nylander is back for the next game, there's going to be pretty significant changes up front. I think enough to
you can't assume that. What makes you assume he's just going to be in? Like, he's not good enough to play in the playoffs. Like, there's been people who played in the playoffs with a broken rib cage or whatever.
I don't think
Nylander's not playing in this game, then it's not like we're assuming he'll be good 2 days from now. I'm not assuming he'll be good until like game five.
I think you're being silly for assuming that it's a genuine injury and that's why he's not playing.
Why would he not play if he wasn't injured?
Because Sheldon Keefe's holding him out of the lineup for some reason.
Oh, no. Stop.
No, no. You are. That is the worst.
Steve, I'm going to edit you out of the podcast.
You said that Corey Perry should have jumped, and that is a worse take than
so,
Corey Perry should have jumped.
Wait, are you
crazy?
The guy plays every game for 5 years. He's listed with an undisclosed injury. Days after Sheldon Keefe says, I didn't like the effort that he's put in for the last handful of games of the season, he doesn't play game one of the playoffs, and I'm just supposed to be like, yeah, he must be injured. Or is it there's something going on? Sheldon Keefe's like, you're not playing tonight. We're going to say it's an injury, so the media's not all over you thinking that you, like, There's something else going on here.
I'm not even going to entertain this theory. It's so off.
There's
a 0% chance that Sheldon Keefe would deem we have a better chance of winning this game with William Nylander not in it. And this isn't like game 20 of the regular season where, like, we got to send a message because we got to, you know, clean this up. This is the playoffs. This is what matters. You don't do message sending with your $11.5 million forward in game one of the playoffs. You just don't do it.
I'm not saying
if that's the case, I'm not a Leafs fan.
I'm not saying there's no chance that it's a genuine injury. I'm just throwing it out there that I expected to be in on Tuesday night's game or Monday night's game, and we'll never hear anything else about this again.
I expect he'll be in as well because I think it is a day to day injury. No. But I think it's absolutely absurd that you even bring this up. I'm, like, disgusted to even – I can't even believe we afforded this
I can't believe you guys just trust everything the Maple Leafs say.
Talk about the defense just to make Steven more uncomfortable.
No. I want to bring up a problem that I think if William Nylander was playing, and if he does play, because he could play next game, if he comes in, I think the original plan was to have Nylander play on the third line. I think that that's what they wanted to do. And if that's the case, then our top two lines would not have actually been affected with Nylander being out, and they could not generate anything. Like, Matthews had a few chances here or there.
He was outplayed.
All in all, though, Matthews' line was outplayed. Tavares' line was outplayed, although he did keep Pastrnak off the score sheet, so I guess that's not the worst. But, like, would you be saying that now we should make the switch and go away from Matthews, Domi, Bertuzzi to put Marner back with Matthews and maybe the two of them together can tilt the ice? Or, like, where are you guys at with that?
I mean, what we had today wasn't really working.
There is some credit. Like, you can't just say it doesn't work, so change everything. Like, at some point, don't you have to, like, stick with something for more than one game? Like, we've seen it where the Leafs have sucked. Wasn't it just last year we sucked in game one and then game two we won like 7-2, or was it the other way around or something? Like, sometimes you just don't have it, and 2 days from now we're gonna look amazing and we're gonna win the game, and then we're gonna leave Boston having split the games 1-1, and we're gonna say, wow, this is a successful first two games, right? Like, just because it was horrible in this game doesn't mean that you need to split it up. It's only if you don't have faith that they can't turn it around.
That was last
Are you guys
year.
Ready to listen to my takes again? Or
I don't know. It better be better than that last one, Steven. That was a doozy.
Why didn't you say, like, Leafs threw the game to try and get an extra home game for money?
Wait, how would that make sense? What? We throw the game.
It doesn't make
sense. They want to get to game six.
Oh.
Anyway, what is it, Steven? What's your
take? Just that I think you guys are so mad at me. I think that Willie will be back on the third line. Assuming that he's back for the next game, I think it's on the third line. I think that was the intention as well. something I didn't like tonight was John Tavares, and I didn't like that he was doing the John Tavares thing where he just kind of gets the puck and whacks it to the nearest person, and that's his first reaction every time. When John Tavares, he's best when he's actually shooting the puck and trying, you know, not just whacking the puck to the nearest, you know, skater that he can find. And I worry that if you put William Nylander and Mitch Marner, it's just like you might as well not have John Tavares on that line, because he's never going to be the one to take the shot when he should be the one to take a shot a lot more than he does.
But, no, Tavares is, that's what he does. Like, what you're referring to is like when he's not in the slot, like he's the guy you set up. That's why you put him on a line with Mitch Marner, yeah, or something, so that like he can, because he could rip it. That's like basically
that's why I'm saying you don't put Willie on that line.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Like if you're John Tavares, you're coming down, you know, into the offensive zone. You see Matthew Nyes on your wing or William Nylander, you're probably going to kick it to Willie a lot more often than you kick it to Matthew Nyes. And I want John taking that shot. And it's just a frustrating thing in John Tavares, but I thought that was like on full display tonight.
I wouldn't necessarily say it's a John Tavares thing. At least for botching passes all over the place, like all either too far forward or in their feet, or just like the laziest dump and chases. And it's like, oh, let's just give it to Boston and watch them come back.
We did have some brutal dump and chases. Just like you throw it in there, little effort to retrieve. Boston gets out easy. It was embarrassing.
Well, and then that third line needed more fixing than I think just bumping Matthew Nyes down there would solve. You weren't getting really much from that line at all, right? And so say you swap out, I don't know, Nicky Robb for Matthew Nyes, is it instantly fixed? No, right? I think you guys would agree with that.
It's tough.
Would you?
I
would you agree with that? I need you guys to agree with a take I have.
It's probably your
The best Shrek movie was Shrek 2. Do you agree with my take?
I agree with your take.
Tim?
Shrek 1 was better.
It's tough. It's tough. Like, I'm trying to think, you know, not being a total negative Nancy over here, of like, was there any Leaf player that I'd say, you know what, that guy had a good game out there? And think, well, Kampf got a goal. Like, that fourth line outside of Ryan, if I say, actually, that's only two-thirds of the line. Kampf was fine, I guess. Dewar was fine. I thought Nyes had some good moments in the game, although he had a couple bad giveaways. I think that's probably it. Can you guys think of any other bright spots to game one?
It's over.
I thought the guys were at least skating hard and seemed engaged the whole game. Like and that's why I was still engaged in the game, that like it didn't feel like they were all ready to just go away. I didn't think they seemed scared, right, of going into Boston, where previous Leafs teams were, right? It's a loud atmosphere, and the guys didn't seem intimidated by that building. So, and you just have to wonder, right? If the Leafs get the first goal of the game, how different would it have been? I don't know.
Well, you don't get that, because they always let the first goal in within like 3 minutes of puck drop. So what are you going to do?
Yeah.
I know I went off on Max Domi earlier because I do think he crossed the line. I didn't like it. But you are right, Steven. You can't say that Max Domi was not engaged in this game. Like, he came ready to play playoff hockey and he wanted to go. And that is good. It's just like you got to know how to walk the line, buddy, because that slashing penalty took a Marchand was completely – you can never, ever, ever do that in the playoffs, and they just got a freebie goal from it. So I like the emotion and the energy. Bertuzzi had it too. Like, you could see – like, that's the reason we brought them in, really. Like, that's what Brad saw in them. But they need to take a page out of Boston and Tampa's handbook and learn how to walk the line in the playoffs, because – they did not do it well.
I would say, to me, like, the silver lining is, like, no one got injured that we know of. Maybe someone falls out of bed tomorrow with another undisclosed injury. And no one was suspended. This is like better than half the series starts.
That is the lowest bar.
And we don't always clear it. Like,
that is a low bar.
We're only down by one game.
My buddy Lance was over for the game tonight. He said at least they all had – all the offensive guys, you know, had their bad game in game one.
Get it out of the way.
Listen, it's – right? The series is far from that. Over. Like, I agree with you, Steven. I'm not in any way throwing in the towel and saying the Leafs are going to get skunked in fourth. It could, but I don't think it'll happen. We're going to get our goals. We're going to find our offense. It's just – it was so disappointing. I hate Boston again.
We can't even complain about the posts that we hit, because Boston hit even more posts than we did.
Yep.
It would have been nice to get one, though, just to, like, keep things.
I wouldn't even say that I have anything to complain about Boston being a dirty team. Like, I didn't see Marchand doing anything. I didn't see DeBrusk doing anything. I didn't see Maroon doing anything. We just lost.
I would say the game was called well, right? Like, the penalties that were called were, you know, for the most part, penalties. So, like, that aspect, again, it's a low bar to clear, but, like, the Leafs weren't penalized for the extracurriculars like they usually are, right? We're like, you know, Boston does a couple of...
We deserve the penalties
and,
we got.
And so did Boston, so...
Maybe. I wouldn't say I'm happy with it, but I have many things I'd point the finger to for why we lost before the...
I just remember yelling at my TV more.
The only thing you'd say about the refs is, like, a million times over in previous playoffs or whatever is you have one team that's taking way too many penalties because they're irresponsible with their sticks and doing stupid stuff. And it doesn't matter because the NHL's stupid and they're like, it's more important that we call the even up calls and we make it so the refs aren't, you know, giving one team more power plays than the other. So one team's deserving of penalties and then they just give the other team a bunch of penalties anyway just to even it up. And the refs did not buy into that mantra tonight, which is good. That's the way it should be. If one team is doing stupid stuff with a stick, they should take more penalties. That was us this game. But it is annoying that in previous years, the other team just gets all the makeup calls. And I think the penalties ended at like 8-3 in this game. So the refs definitely did not get that mantra for tonight.
Ugly.
All right. I want to hear it from you guys. The number one thing that has to happen for the Leafs to bounce back and take game two. Or at least look competitive in game two.
They got to play some team defense, and Samsonov has to be at least average.
They have to play some team offense, and Samsonov has to be below average. No, I think
what is an 826 save percent?
You remember I said what's more likely, the Leafs get goalied or Sammy has a below 900 save percentage? I should have made it 850.
It was Sammy.
I think the most important thing is that. Yeah. The Leafs' first line needs to be better than Boston. Like needs to be better. You know, the Leafs, like, Auston Matthews probably won't win the MVP, but he probably should because, like, his 69 goals carried the Leafs in so many games this season, and we're not going to make it through the playoffs if he isn't electric. You know, he's now gone three games in a row without scoring a goal. I don't know the last time that happened. And, we are not going to win this series if he's not the guy you want out there all the time. Just like I was thinking about it. Right. Like he probably has more goals than like everybody on their second line combined and like their entire bottom six, you know, like, and he was held scoreless and I don't know. That's it. What about you, Rye?
Well, you just think like he scores 70 goals in 80 games. Like if you compress that over a 7-game series, hoping the series actually makes it to 7 games, That's 6 goals in 7 games is what that is. So he didn't score in this game, which means that if he's going to continue the pace that he was in the regular season, he has to score in every single game moving forward.
That'd be nice.
Like that, and that sounds ridiculous. Like there's no way he's going to do that. But that's what he did in the regular season, which is partially why it's such an unbelievable year. And that's the player we need him to be. I would say for me, I mean, I agree with both of what you guys said. Those are big things. I just say like the special teams in general. We lost the penalty kill by far, and we lost the power play by even further. Like the power play to me was just, it's unacceptable how year after year we have this $55 million power play trotted out there that just sucks. And we have to do this stupid drop back pass that takes us 30 seconds to do the zone entry. Boston just walks in. They just walk into our zone on the power play and they're set up. And we have to take like 10 tries to do it. I don't get it. It's boggling to me. So the power play, the penalty kill, the goaltending, the team defense, and the team offense. That just about sums it up.
Wait, you missed one thing, which we haven't mentioned this whole pod. I know we're going a little long for a galley playoff pod, but Sheldon Keefe. Like, you bring up we're so many series in a row where we can't get out of our own zone and, you know, stuff like that, right? And it's like, these are still NHL players on the Maple Leafs team, so different than every other past playoff series. And Sheldon Keefe needs to figure out a way to get these guys bring a schematic advantage. Because, like, after, you know, it becomes 5-1, they pan to Keefe on the bench, and all I'm thinking to myself is just, like, pack your things. Like, dude, you've got
to... This is Sheldon Keefe's playoffs with the Toronto Maple Leafs, do you know how many season opener or playoff openers, game ones, that he's won?
One of them.
One. One for six. That's just like, talk, like, get your team in gear, man. Like, we said it before in the regular season. Like, Sheldon Keefe is a fantastic regular season coach. He is, I think that, what, he has, like, the best record of any regular season coach for the Toronto Maple Leafs history. Like, it's very, you cannot deny that he attains success in the regular season. Every year, he gets outcoached in the playoffs. He is the worst of the two coach every single year.
And you guys blasted me for predicting a loss in game one.
Tim, because we believe.
Tim, I just can't. We have enough negativity that the Leafs provide. You don't need to contribute to that, okay? Tim, are the Leafs winning in game two?
I predicted they were going to win game two. This is their wake-up call. They're going to show
Steven,
up.
Steven, are the Leafs winning in game two?
No.
Steven!
When am I allowed to say no? Boston Leafs could lose the first three. I say no for game four.
Oh my,
I don't know. They have right now lost five straight games to the Boston Bruins this season.
Yep.
Am I crazy for insinuating they'll lose a sixth? I don't know.
You're crazy for insinuating that Sheldon Keefe intentionally benched William Nylander. That's what we're going off on this podcast for. Our listeners,
you guys,
laughing at you.
How often I'm right. And the listeners, if you think I'm right, call me. We'll talk. Just call me. Tim, put my number in the show notes. Just call me. Any hour. I'll be up.
Let's get out of here.
All right.
It's enough negativity for
I'm
today.
Wrapping it up. Tim, you want me to, I'm putting the music on.
We're back Monday, 7 p.m.
All right. Yeah, regular start time. None of this late night business.
Oh, yeah, like you go to bed early.
I couldn't. The game took so long to get going. I'm just sitting here watching Carolina actually perform in the playoffs. Jealous.
Like, I hate this.
Why can't Fredrik Andersen do that for us?
Monday.
Go to sleep.